All right, on the phone with me is Tom Slenica, Executive Director of the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council, speaking to me from Coral Gables, Florida, where there was a big event Monday morning. An Inter-American Ethanol Commission announced. Tom, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, here in Florida, we were invited to come down to the International Ethanol Commission meeting. This meeting was put together by Governor Jeb Bush, and the initiative is to help to promote ethanol throughout the Americas.
I know that this event was initiated through the Florida Free Trade of the Americas organization. They're trying to get the gateway to the Americas set up there in Miami in South Florida. How is ethanol fitting into the whole trade picture of the Americas?
Ethanol, obviously, is a very important product for Brazil, and Brazil is a major component of the FTAA. Their hopes and goals are that ethanol can be produced and shipped all across the Americas, and this event was really to highlight what ethanol can do for this hemisphere. It's not about what ethanol can do here in North America, moreover what it can do for the economies of really many countries.
And you had representatives there from Brazil, I know, and were there from other parts of the Americas there?
There are a lot of representatives from Argentina and Brazil and several other smaller countries in the South American bloc that were here to learn and to connect with others to learn how they can start to produce and use ethanol in their own countries.
Now, with this commission, this Inter-American Ethanol Commission, what is the goal of this organization at this point?
The goal of this organization is to bring together research, outreach, private sector as well as government sectors of all of the countries throughout the Americas to help develop an infrastructure for the use and production of ethanol in all countries in the Southern Hemisphere.
Now, you were there representing EPIC, and part of that reason was EPIC and the Indy Racing League was recognized for its promotional efforts for ethanol.
Yes, EPIC received the Ethanol Innovative Award in Sports along with the IndyCar Series. This award was presented as really a highlight of what ethanol can do in all countries and how the awareness that the IndyCar League has brought to ethanol and renewable fuels can be highlighted and emulated truly throughout the globe.
And that's a great example. Of course, the Indy Racing League, we have several Brazilian drivers within the Indy Racing League, and they're kind of used to using ethanol in their own country, so it's kind of a good tie-in, I guess, there between the Americas.
Brazil is actually the IndyCar Series number two marketplace. And we were joined today by Vitor Mera as one of the examples of the crossover in this sport between our two countries.
Okay, Tom, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything else you would like to add about this new commission, about the potential for ethanol as far as bringing together the countries?
Well, the Ethanol Promotion Information Council made great strides today in helping to promote ethanol beyond our borders. The materials and our initiatives have been recognized on a global level now, and we will start to help them be emulated in other countries. Ethanol is not just an American phenomenon, but a global phenomenon. But everywhere across the globe, it faces the same issues. Ethanol has to be presented to consumers in a way that they want to make a change. This country has, as well as all countries, have been dominated by what was said today by one of the speakers, is the stupidity of oil, meaning that we have yet to see other alternatives, and we believe that we've made one small step today in changing how consumers feel about ethanol across the entire globe.
All right, thank you very much. That's Tom Slenica, Executive Director of the Ethanol Promotion and Information Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.